There's still a major issue, Cass, and that's right. Yes, there's still a huge, huge amount of deer here, all over the region here, certainly all over Donegal, all over other counties as well. Just as I say now, just we are really, I would say, at the stage overrun with deer, to be quite honest with you. And the reason is just the lack of an action of controlling the population is causing problems now for everybody. The real problem is now, alongside everything else, for example, the jumping on back the roads, the road safety aspect of it is still always there. I suppose it's always going to be there, such until things are definitely taken in a serious manner on that. But the other thing is now as well, Catherine, this year in particular, we're into the early days of May here at the minute. There's no farmer in the place in Donegal has a blade of grass to feed his cows or sheep or anything else. And they're putting on fertilizers. They're on expensive fertilizers this last 10-15 days. Some places, some people are trying their best to try and save fields for silage and whatnot. If you're unfortunate then, the deer are drawing on you. Your grass is not getting a chance. Your silage fields are not getting a chance to replenish, to go for your silage for the round bales or the silage part or whatever for the season ahead. They want their season ahead. And it's really getting into a crisis situation all through Donegal here at the minute. And then when you have the deer then landing, eating up whatever's there, it's not helpful, Cass, to be quite honest with you.
Now, you've previously called for a deer cull to be carried out, yes. And you've even actually called for the army to be drafted in or someone like that to take a handle of the situation. Does that call still stand?
That call still stands. The whole situation is out of control. The reason we're calling for a call before is to try and get the numbers to an acceptable level, because the way things are at the minute, I don't believe we know exactly how many deer that are actually in the wild here at the minute, and that's a huge problem from the sense that we don't know just how many is there. They're not fully aware. It might actually scare people if they knew how many deer were in the wild at the minute. That has come down through the years of inaction. They're breaking out of the parks and so on, and action of fencing, different things going on here and there. Once a few get away, that's all it takes. That they kick off on their own end, then they get into forests and whatever, into different areas. They start breeding then. There's no control over that then, because they're away then doing their own thing. And particularly then when they're just left to their own devices, then things multiply. Before you know it, just their deer's mushroomed everywhere. So yes, you're right. When I did call before for a cull, the reason behind that was just on health and safety standards. And then obviously I mentioned about the army as well, several occasions to call in the army snipers, sharpshooters and such. And the reason behind that was, Catherine, is because we don't want to see things turn into a Wild West situation either of shooting the deers. I'm a farmer myself. I'm an animal lover myself, but I respect all animals and I respect the deer as well, in the sense that we need, regardless of what's going on, we do need to live alongside each other, but we need to live alongside each other too, Catherine, in a safe way.